Yelamuda Kufte Zain here. Yedaf Kufte Zain Yom Aleph. A few lines down. Now the Gemara is Velifruch. Why don't we ask the question before in that Limud Ma Leklai HaKerem Shekein LoHoyselam Shas HaKosha. And the Gemara before the Limud was by Ola, since you didn't do an Aveira, there's still a Tosa Bahano. So therefore, Bosa Beholder, you did do it an Aveira, Pshita should be Yosa Bahano. Then the Gemara said, no, Myla Ola that didn't have a Shas HaKosha, it was never edible. Mashenk and Bosa Beholder, you could eat each one separately before Medis Muta Bahano. So the Gemara says on that, Chomet Pesach Tochiach. Then the Gemara said, Kashra and Chomet Sai Tochiach Chorus. So the Gemara said, Klai HaKerem Tochiach. Learn out from Klai HaKerem. Klai HaKerem is not also in the Zolchi of Chorus, and it's also Bano. Now the Gemara asks the question, how can I not from Klai HaKerem? Why don't the Gemara ask Lifra, why don't the Gemara ask, Ma'ala Klai HaKerem Shekein Lohoi Salehem Shasa Kosha? That Klai HaKerem did not have a Shasa Kosha, was never edible. So you can't learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai HaKerem. Because Bosa B'chola at the beginning, you're able to eat each one separately. So you may be only Klai HaKerem, it's also Bahanoa, and not Bosa B'chola. Someone says, Amar Ravada Baravo, Zoi Samaras, here it's a proof that Kalai HaKerem, Ikron Neser. I tell you, no, Kalai HaKerem, when you plant in the vineyard vegetables, so it comes Kalai HaKerem, not only what grows up now becomes also, but even the Ikron, the roots of the grapes, also become also. And that, for Hoysalem Shas HaKosha, Koydim HaShrosha, they have a Shas HaKosha even before you planted it. The Rashi says, the Habamina was the Gesakotaitach Ein Hazriya Neseris Elo HaGidulim. Only what grows up new is also Klai HaKerem, but not the original seeds that were there, not the original roots. So, and what grows up never had a Shas HaKosha. So Morris says, no, Zaysmith, Rashi says, Midloi Porachokish Mamina Klai HaKerem Ikra Nestim is Afilu Hazriya. Even the seeds themselves are also. Neferis Mishanishrasa, as soon as you planted it, even the seeds become also. So Rashi says, Ikrin means Hashrasosa, Neferis means the roots. Ulizriya Zois, Hoyslam Shasa Kosha, Koyimir, Mishabol Ela Machinoshra. Like these seeds, before you put them into the ground, they are mutatit. Now when you plant them in the ground next to the kerem, so now it becomes Klai HaKerem, now it's also teeth even these seeds. So these seeds that had a Shas HaKosha was once edible, now becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from that also. Bosa B'chola also the same thing. It once had a Shas HaKosha, and later becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai HaKerem. Yeah. This one says, Mosiv Rav Shemaya Baziri. Rav Shemaya Baziri asked the question, is that true that by a Klai HaKerem, even the Ikra, and even the Zriya becomes also? It says, Hamavir Otsets Nokav HaKerem. If somebody has a flower pot, or that you're planting vegetables in, and you bring it through a kerem, through a vineyard. So if it's Otsets Nokav, means the flower pot, the pot, has holes in it, Rashi says, Zroyim Boy, you have Zroyim, your vegetables grow in it. Vaviri, you bring it through the kerem. Now Rashi says, since it has a hole in it, Yonik Min HaKerem, it gets nourishment from the kerem. So it depends. Im Hoysif Mosayim Osa. If it grows now, like while you let this pot stay in the kerem, the vegetables there grow 1/200 from what it was before. So then also, then the whole thing becomes also. So the diik is hoisif, and only if something new grows, then it becomes also. But loy hoisif lo, if nothing grows new, it's not moisif, we don't have more than 1/200 growing visa, then like it's bottle brave. Says what? It says hoisefin only because some new grew. So Rashi says like hoisef mesayim hoisef b'techa kerem what grew new now echem mesayim 1/200 shagot la'yerek that the vegetable grew or gerinam hazorim else the seeds grew. Therefore hevilu meyav v'tisha matisha d'heter is 1/99 heter v'chelka mesayim hevi yisa and 1/200 of it is yisa. So therefore it remains also. But mash maloy hoisif rashi, if it didn't grow anything new, so there are only a drop, but less than 1/200, then that's bottle the heter. So mash clearly the original stalk of it, the original seeds remain heter. It's only what grows now after you have the climb in the kerem, what grows new, that's also. But the original seed is still mutter. because the original seed would become also, so as long as it grows a mashu, it should have the yisakla kerim, and everything becomes also. And here it's a mashu, no, the ikka, the roots, remain mutter. It's only what grows new when it's in the kerim, that becomes also. So that depends, if it's less than 1 to 100, it's bottle berev. So who you see that the ashrosha, the ikkun, is not also. So my answer is, Omrabaya by says like this, I'll tell you, trei kroi ksiv, there are two psukim here, says in Devarim. Ksiv, one posuk says, Pentiktash hamaleya, that if you plant zroim in the kerim, be careful, you're going to be maktish hamaleya, you're going to make it hegdish, means it's become osabano, so be careful. Or ksiv, it says hazera, it says even the seed becomes osa. So hamaleya, it's mashed money what grows up new. And then it says hazera, like Rashi says, hamaleya, mashma milu v'taisostav, what grows new. And then it says hazera, the seed, the mashma zriyatmi, the seed itself becomes also. So it's a seed with a tupsukim. Okay, so how does it come out? So my answer is like this. Zoro me'ikoroi pahashrosha. If you plant the seeds at the beginning in the kerem in the vineyard, so now even the seeds itself become also. It's called bashrosha. Right away, the whole thing becomes also. But zeruo bo, like here, you had in this pot, you had vegetables, you had cucumbers growing already in a pot. And now you bring this pot and bring it through the kerem into the vineyard. Now, hoisif in. If it grows new now, when the vegetable grows new in the kerem, that becomes also. But when hoisif lo, it doesn't grow new, it doesn't become also. The original seed doesn't become also. That's the stetzeteretz. That if you're planting it right away in the kerem, then even the seed becomes also. But if you plant it someplace else and now you're just putting it into the kerem now and it's already growing, then only what grows new is also, not the original seed. Yeah. Narma says, Masnisa, now Mishnah, the Loikiya Tana, run like this Tana. The Tana run like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that the boss of the Cholov also Bachilu Mutabano. He held the Shimon ben Yudu, the boss of the Cholov was Mutabano. It's only Yosef Bachilo, but it's Mutter Bano. So Rashi says, Masdis Natoni Bosu B'chol of Osu Bano is not like this Tana. Because the Yol Chinem, the Pesuk says, Ki Am Kodesh Ato, it says this by Bosu B'chol of, V'nem Al Alan, it says, V'yan She Kodesh Tiyulu, Tiyuli. So, over there it's talking about a Nevela, a Trefa. So, Mal Alan, just like over there by Nevela and Trefa, Osu Bachilo, not let eat it. But a mutter bano, the pasuk says, "Lekelov tashlich noisu, let it throw it to a dog." It's mutter bano. If so, afkan here also a bosa becholov, also bachilus only yosatidit. But a mutter bano, it's mutter bano. So this time here, Yeshimim ben Yud holds bosa becholov is only yosat to cook and also to eat. But bano, it's mutter. Now Mishnah's mashmano, it's even also bano. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Kiva roi mechay v'yoyf." We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, Chai v'yoif. Yes, Rabbi Kiva's sheet is what? That Chai v'yoif is not minatur. There's no wisdom with the rice to cook up a Chai v'yoif with milk. Samara says, honey, and why? Because it says, L'shvashu g'di b'cholavimah three times, come and teach us only only g'di, and not a chai, and not a knife. Samara asks the question, honey, ho'af kinu, likudi shmul. We already use these drushes. For shmul's our drusha. Rashi says, Chad l'chelev, u'neisa. The Chad the Rabbi Shlil, the Chad Loitzi Tameya. We had already drushes from Gedi three times. One teaches what? Lechelev Umesa, that the Chelev of the animals also with milk, and who are in Umesa? And the Chad the Rabbi Shlil. Samura says, Rabbi Kiva holds like this, Issa Chalalissa. He holds Issa Chalalissa when a Svara. So therefore, Chelev Umesa Latzricha Kro. On Chelev, you don't need a posse, treat to the Issa Bosom Chelev would be Chal upon Chelev. Even the chelev was also anyway, but the old you say yisachal alisa, and therefore meisir also you don't need any pasuk for this. Chelev or meisir also a kroid, even though it's in the veil now. So what on the veil also could be chal the yisah basa b'cholov. Now therefore shlil is gedi ma'yu. He also was that you say is shlil. You say if fidus is yisah basa b'cholov chita, you don't need a pasuk. That's a svara. A fetus, the baby, that's called a regular kid. Therefore, I say, Lokulu, therefore you have three, it says three times, Vasavasha Gadi. So one is Prat Lachaya, that only a kid, an animal, a behemoth, and not a Chaya, the oif. or the behema tameya. And once teaches that a behema tameya, there's no issa basa b'cholav. That's why the Kiva has his Yoshi, that in basa b'cholav, there's no issa on a chaya oif and a behema tameya. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Nema lo yisaychlu. So Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, he just says, lo yisaychlu kol nevela. So he learns that whatever has nis nevela, meaning to say lechura, a chaya and a behema, both have his is nevela. I and oif also. That's a special drush of a chalav imoi, yotzoiv, shen lo chalav imoi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, he holds a behema and a chaya has the yisa, just not a knife. Yeah. Mar says, Mayika ben Rabbi Yosi taglilu Rabbi Kiva, what's the difference? Ike benay chaya, nafkmina za chaya, the nisa diraisa. According to Rabbi Yosi, the nisa diraisa to cook up a chaya with milk, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's muti diraisa. Rabbi Yosi taglilu sova chaya diraisa, it's also diraisa. Rabbi Kiva sova no chaya drabasan yasum drabonin. He boys him if you want to tell you, oifik means then math nafkmina then oif also. Rabbi Kiva sova chaya fi yoif ena minatera. Midrabbanan was also to cook up chicken with milk. Rabbi Yosi Glili Sava could be oif, afilu midrabbanan amal yasa. Could even midrabbanan Rabbi Yosi yold this muta. That's also nafkimina. There's not even isa midrabbanan. Tanya nam yachron like this also. That din koimish or ablozo ho yukursin eitzim lasas plomim lasas basil. And Yablez's place, he held that the tzorche milo, even a hechsher, even to prepare the knife, is also Deicha Shabbos, even the Heksher. Therefore, in his town, they were allowed to cut down the wood on Shabbos, to make coals, to make basil, to make a knife, to make the Mila. We hold the Heksher Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. But Nebuchadnezzar held the year, so his place, they acted that way. They used to eat their chicken and milk together. So it's clear, according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, not only is it mutter midiraisa, but even midirabon also it's mutter. Hamor says, Levi yikloy levei Yosef Rishpa. Levi went to visit Yosef Rishpa. Rashi says, Saida, because he was a hunter, used to catch birds. Aisla kamayu reisha ditayusa b'chova. They brought in front of him the head, some of this chicken here, of in milk. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Came in front of Rabbi Yomalei. My loy teshmatinu. How can you put him to shamtui? Like when you put a curse upon him, the who is serving you, boss for the cholov. Like you should have said something. The who, even though it's only chicken, the who wanted to tell him that it was also. Yeah. So my answer is Yomalei. Ask for the Yehuda ben Maseiru. That was the person of Yehuda ben Maseiru. The Amin and I say Dorish to Kabiestag Lili. It could be he holds like Rabbi Yosi Glili. The yom that he holds yotzaif shein lo cholav imai, that a bird doesn't have any milk, so therefore there's no issa basa b'cholav. And then according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, it's mutim midrabbanan. So therefore he didn't say anything to them. So nechnami, it's another raya. According to Rabbi Yosi Glili, it's mutter. But with the ma'isa we hold no that it's also we hold basa b'cholav. With the ma'isa pasul like Rabbi Kiva, that even though midiraisa the issa basa b'cholav only applies to behem the Torah, but not to a chayy, not to a neif. But I call upon the midrabbanan though it's also midrabbanan though it's also teat oif that was cooked with milk, or hodin chayy that was cooked with milk. But nafkamina is that there's no issa to cook it. There's no issa, not even midrabbanan, to cook up chicken and milk. Just if it was cooked up, it's also teat it. But b'hanor it's mutter, something that's only also midrabbanan. There's no issa hanor. B'hanor be mutter. So in case somebody or goy cooked up chicken and milk, Tishno, Jew now would be muta bahano, you'd let us tell it to a guy, just bahilu, it's also midrabonim. Now the Mishnah says, Kevas, oivit kichovim vishal nevelo. The keva, that's really one of the stomachs of an animal, and usually there's milk inside the keva. And here we're talking about what's the loch of this milk that you find inside the keva. Rashi says, Zel chol of korish, shebatecha keva. That's the milk, the jellied milk that you find inside the thick milk like you find inside the keva. So whether the animal belonged to a guy or else was shel nevela, so Rashi says, the Gemara asked the question, to do everything to call lav nevela, like if the animal belonged to a guy and a guy made the shchit, it's also called a nevela. His shchit was not matter with bachila, so we'll see in the Gemara. But in both cases, where the animal is a nevela or else a guy made the shchit, so alocher is harezu asura. It's also to use that milk to be, it's also to use that milk. That milk is also, harezu asur, it's also to drink that milk. We'll see in the Gemara if we hold like this or not. Now, what's going to be hamaimid, the or, shall kevuk shera? Let's here take the skin, the stomach of a behemuk shera. So the or itself is kosher, you'll not eat it. Just a pshat is, it's fleshix, it's meat. And you use this skin now, you put it into regular milk in order to make it yellow, in order to make it maimid, to become into cheese. So you are maimid, ba'or, shokei v'ksheira. You take this skin, which has loch of basar, and you put it into milk. So the Mishnah says, im yesh bay b'noisein tam harezu asura, that if this skin gives a tam of meat-like into the milk, then there's an issa basar b'chol of its asa. But mashmir, if it does not give off tam, then it's mutter. Even though the maisa, this skin, this or, this boss like is being maimed, and usually we say something that's maimed that causes something to happen, midrabon, it's not bottled to dover choshev. But mashmir, that's only if the or would have been shel nevela, or shel treifam, that the skin itself is also machmetatsmoi. Then if that skin, if that or hakeva would have been maimed, would have made the milk become cheese, then it would not be bottled biyasa. But here we're talking about the or is a kosher or. What's the issa now? Only because if it gives off tam of basar into the milk, there's an issa basar b'cholav here. So when is the issa basar b'cholav chal? Only if there's a nice tam. You have to have tam of the meat inside the milk. But if this or is bottled b'shishim there, it doesn't give off tam into the milk, then achmami then tak will remain muta. Now the Gemara asks the question, Otu kevas oivi kichovim lav nevelehi. Like, what does the Mishnah say? Two cases: the keva, this animal that belonged to a guy, or even it belonged to a Jew and it was nevela, died a nevela. Chur, it's the same thing. If a guy owned the animal and he made a shchita, the chur shchita sakam is also called like a nevela. So, what does the Mishnah say the two cases for? Hey, Otu, do you think that keva oivi kichovim, the keva that belonged to a guy, lav nevela? Isn't it also have the din of a nevela? Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna, here we're talking about Balakeach Gedi Minoyv Kichovim Askinen. We're talking about where you bought this kid, you bought a live kid, a live goat, off a guy, and now the Jew shechs it. And now when the Jew, after the shechita, takes out the keva, the milk, the thick milk that he finds inside the keva, the Mishnah says it's asura. Why? So Gemara says, V'chashinim, because we're afraid." Shem Yonik Minatrefa. We're afraid that since this animal belonged to the guy, so maybe when the animal was alive, when this Gedi was alive, it nursed from a trefa. That's the din of our Mishnah, that a Ksheira Sheyonka Min HaTrefa, that the milk is Asura. So maybe that's the reason why it's Asa. Rashi says, V'shachutu Kol Lekebeth Vechovim V'yasura. Why? V'chashinu Shem Yonik, Chol of Zeh, the milk we find inside it, it was nursed Min HaTrefa. That's why it's also. And then the Mishnah says another locha of an avela also that it's also. So Mori asked the question, O mi chashinu, are we afraid? Shem yonik min atreif, is it true? Do we have such a chash? Are we afraid that maybe you were yonik min atreif? I be your tanan, learn like this. Loichim beitzim min ovi kechovim. Well, a Jew is allowed to buy eggs off a guy. And the yen chashim, we're not afraid. Loimishum nevela. That maybe this egg came out from a nevela, that means maybe the chicken first died. And then they cut open the chicken and took the nevela out, they took the egg out of the nevela, which is also teat. We're not afraid. That's the milsud lashchich. It doesn't happen too often. We're not afraid about that. And uadin v'leimi shum treifa. We're not afraid to say maybe the mother, maybe the chicken, maybe the bird was a treifa. And a locher is an egg that comes out from a treifa is also wasa. We're not afraid about this. And the reason is why? Because it's not shchiach. So where's the question? So you see it's not shchiach. So why do you tell me here in our Mishnah we're afraid that maybe this Gedi was yoinik from a treifa? A treifa is not shchiach. It doesn't, you don't find it too often. So where it says true, Elaim, I feel like this better. Chashinu, we're afraid when you buy this kid off the guy, we're afraid, Shem yonik min atzumeya. Maybe right before it died, like, right before it was yoinik, from a pig, let's say, and it has pig milk inside it. So that's why it's awesome. So Mara says, no, Umayshna treifa, how come for a behemoth treifa, you're not afraid of lechashinu, we're not afraid about What's the difference? Why are you afraid of a behemoth tameya more than you're afraid of a behemoth treifa? Samar says, yes, I'll tell you like this. Treifa lo shchiach. That a behemoth treifa is not shchiach. Rave behemoths are not treifas. But tameya shchiach. But as a shchiach, it's normal for a goy to have behemoth tameyas around. So therefore, we're afraid that even though this behemoth is a behemoth taira, it's a gedi, it's a kid, but maybe nursed from a pig, therefore the milk you find inside it is also. Samar says, Ishriach, if you tell me now that a behemoth to me, Ishriach, it happens often, you find them around, if so, Afilu Gabba Didan, Na'a Didan Nechesh, even for us also we should be afraid then. Afilu Gabba Didan Nechesh, we should also be afraid that maybe our behemoths were yonik from a tmeya, and therefore the milk should be also. Samar answers, no, push it. I'll tell you, Anan, us Jews, we stay away from pigs. We don't eat them. We have nothing to do with behemoth tameyas. And the chichas, if we would see a behemoth tameyam, we stay away from them. Therefore, the Rabbanan does not make any zero to say that maybe our milks, our animals, were yearning from a tameya. It's not shchiach, we don't go near them. Therefore, we don't make any such gzeira. But by the goyim, the loy bedili minayu, they don't separate, they don't stay away from them. When they see a behemoth tameya lenifrishalu, they don't stay away from them. And therefore, gozel berabbanan, therefore the bonamedic zera, that's shana mishnah, that even if you buy the kid off a guy, and then a Jew makes the shchita, kosher shchita, still you should know the milk you find inside the cave is also, because you have to be afraid that milk came from a pig. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. I tell you, chod katoni. The Mishnah means one thing. Kevas shchita sodik chavim. In the case we have this cave of this stomach that came out of a kid that a goy made the shchita on it, you should know nevela, it has loch of a nevela. The same thing as nevela. A shchita of a goy is like a nevela. It's like you don't have a shchita at all. And therefore, that's the Mishnah saying that the keva, the milk that comes out of the milk that you find in it, it's asura. You're not allowed to eat that milk. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? Or me or my Shmuel Hoch, is it true that Shmuel said like this? I've on my Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, Mifnei ma osru gvina sadik echovim. What's the reason the Gemara in Avodah Zorah that we say it's also to buy cheese off a guy? If a guy made cheese, even though it's regular cheese, still it's also for Jew to eat it. And Shmuel explains, what's the reason? Mifnei shema midin oisoi bior kevas nevela. Because they use the skin of a nevela to make it gel, to make the milk come into cheese. They form the cheese through or cavus nevela, and that's also. That gives off tam, and like I said before, even if it doesn't give off tam, but since it's maimed, the or of a nevela that's also by itself, the maimed is also. Even though it doesn't give off tam, still it's not bottled. That's the reason why we can't use cheese. So it's mashma only because they use the or, the skin of the nevela. Mashma ha kefa gufa, but mashma, if you'd use the juice inside, the milk inside from a nevela, that juice mashma shari tzmuta. The kefa, meaning the juice, the milk, the thick milk you find inside the kefa, that's muta. And the hezba could be, it's called pirsha be'alma. It's called like junk, it doesn't have any yisurim on it. So, not like we're saying, and our Mishnah was saying, Shmuel is b'mazal al Mishnah, that the cave of a nevela, the milk inside it is also, and here it's a mashma no, that the milk, the thick milk you find inside the cave of a nevela, it's a muta. The only reason why the cheese is also, you buy off a guy, because the maimed it be or in the skin of the nevela. The mashma, the cave, the juice you find inside the cave, that's a muta. So, verse 9, Lakash, that is no stira. Kan kredim chazara, kan yaka chazara. In the Gemara now by the Zohar, there was a havamin and a maskan over there. So that Shmuel says, Shana Mishnah over here, that our Mishnah is the cave is also, meaning that milk, the thick milk is also, that's kredim chazara. But the yaka chazara, if they were chazar over there, and we all know that the cave itself, the juice inside, really is muta. That's to the pirsha biyama. And the only reason why the goyish cheese is also is because they mimed it with the skin, with the basar of a nevela. That's the only reason why the cheese is awesome. But after the actual keva, just using the thick milk that's inside the keva, that would be muta. And Rashi beans down the Gemara in Avodah Zorah was that it says Shol Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua Mifnei Ma Asur and Gvinas of Gechovim. What's the reason why cheese is lost if you buy it off a guy? So Amalai Rabbi Yeshua said back Mifnei Shemamidu Moisa Bekevas Nevela, because they Yikolaymar Bechol of Hakor Shabbat. They use the thick milk that you find inside the cave, inside the stomach. They use that milk as rennet to make the cheese, jello to make the cheese. So that's the reason why it's awesome. So according to this Tamin Echanami, like our Mishnah, the cave of in the Vela, the milk inside is awesome. So on this, Amalai Bishmol said back to him, V'aloi kevas oila chamura mikevas nevela. Let's see, you have a korban oila, it's cave, it's stomach there. The milk you find inside the cave should be chamor, should have a lock of kochim on it. The Yom still was said that kokoyin should bite the yofa, so for chayim. Any kohen that feels good about it is allowed to drink the milk. He could drink the milk from a cave. Omrulai, so what do you see from here? You see from here that the cave, the milk you find inside the cave, is not considered milk, it's not considered issa. It's called pirsha biyama. And therefore, even though it comes from a korban oila, still it's mutter. So Amrullah, they said back, because they use it, they use the milk from an Avodah Zarah. And that's also Bano, since it's also Bano, even the Pirsh is also Bano. Al-Murashi says, Chaza boy mikavis novela, that the Gemara there retracted from the Svar to say that the Kavam, that this milk, the thick milk inside the Kavam should be Yasa. And the Maskon is that Smuta. And Rashi says, Mishum Dalav Gufahu. It's not called part of Nevela. The Yasur Mishum Avodah Zarah. It's only Yasur Mishum Avodah Zarah Al Tisra Anoshiboy. Because there, the Afilu Pirsh Didos Osor. Even the junk that comes out of the Avodah Zarah, it's Osor. Mavosh Osor. Mishum Nikha, because the person is happy, the fatter it is. Therefore, Rashi says, Zukach Mishnah Senu Al Mishnah Zois. Nishnah is Kodim Chazal Mishnah that says here that the Keva, that the milk inside the stomach is also, that was learned before it was Chayza. Mashen came after the Chazal were there, we hold the Keva, the juice inside is called Pirsha B'yam, it's Muta. And therefore it's good why Shmuel said the only reason why Goyisha cheese is also is because the Mayim it be or with the skin of the Nevela, that's Tak also. But Mishum the Keva, Mishum the Chol of Korosh, that Tak would be Muta. Now the Gemara says, now Mishnah Kshayro, Sheyonkim in Atreifam, that if a kosher animal was yonik, nursed from a treifa, and then you shech the kosher animal, so the milk you find inside its keva is asur, it's the milk of a treifa. So Gemara says, Vokatoni Reisha, the Reisha of Mishnah says, Keva, so if you have Mishnah Nevela, Reisu Asura, Mashmoni, the milk you find inside the keva of a Nevela is also. But Mashem, what you find inside a treifa is muta. And now Al Gemara says no, that even the milk coming out of a treifa is also is also. So why? And Rashi says the question is, Vokatoni Reisha, Kezav Chavim, Vela Reizu Asura, Mashem, that's also. But Rashi says, Vokatoni Reisha, Vokatoni, then the Mishnah says, Kevas treifa muteris. Our Mishnah says that the keva of a treifa is muta. Vokatoni says, treifa shionkim in aksherim, kevas muteris. If you have a treifa that was yonik, that nursed, from a ksheira, it's kevosah's muta. So how come in the beginning of the Mishnah says that a nevela is always also, and how come my treifa, sometimes it's muta? So my answer is, Omrav Chizda, Reisha, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, if you have the keva of a nevela, even in the case where it was yonik from a ksheira, still it's also, because nira koicha nevelas. It looks like eating a nevela. Since the animal died without a shechita, so if you're going to eat the milk inside the keva, it looks like eating a nevela. Ha'ocha mashenkin by a treifa, ikha shechita, he was talking about yeshechta the animal, just it came out to be a shechita. Rashi says, bloy misa kula, it's not so big like a nevela. And therefore, the Easter rankan, there's no real issa. Loy bezu, loy bezu, because there ain't seifa. Shekonis b'meyeh, nesu b'meyeh b'nachirim. Loy mishalatzma. And really, if it nursed from a different animal, the milk really is muta. Only shalos and nira like eating a misa thing. So by in the veil there was no shechita at all. The attack it's muta, but here where there was a shechita by treifa, that's why it's muta. Omalei Rav said back, no, the lav kol dechein who isn't the svara kol shechein like. Oh man, the veil of the misa, madach nereisha, where the animal died by itself, it's mias. these Shabbos play kavot, even if you tell me you're allowed to drink the milk you find inside the stomach. Still, lo yosla mechel mino, you're not going to come to eat from the meat, it's mias. Or mat, the lo, you say, no, it's also to use that milk. If so, treifa, shchutu, we made a shchita on the treifa. The Shabbos, if you tell us you're allowed to drink the milk, we have to be afraid, yosla mechel mino, maybe you come to eat the meat of it. Where kosher, isn't for sure there should be a nisa not to use the milk. So, chur still a stira. Rather, elo omar rab yitzchuk omar rab yechanun, where kashat there is no stira. Again, kan koidim chazora, kan liacha chazora, or mishnah lezozim im koima and chanami. The ratio of our mishnah that says the keva of a nevela, meaning to say the milk inside is also death koidim chazora, like Rashi said before in the Gemara Navai Nezara. That there we're taking on that keva is called part of the animal. But since the animal is a nevela, havad of its also to drink it. But the Acha Chazora, we said no, that the keva, the milk you find inside, is not part of the nevela. It's like pure shabam, it's only like junk, it's not called part of it. And therefore, mikra din it's muta. So that's the safe of our Mishnah, that here, our the keva alone, it's muta. It's only new shayla, if it was yoinik from a treifa, then we consider like the milk of a treifa is konis b'teicha, and therefore it's also. But if it was yoinik min aksheva, it's like the milk of a ksheva of konis b'teicha, therefore it's muta. The Mishnah says, and the Mor says, the Mishnah was also mukayim, but the Mishnah was not taken away. We still left the first part of the Mishnah, even though it doesn't come out good with the sefer of the Mishnah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.